RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
My love, my very all and as won't you leave it to me? Don't ever be ashamed. If you'll give me a chance, I'll take care of everything. You know your troubles I'll share.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. Discover more helpful tips and resources at fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Thank you. on the air, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Timber sounds moving up side to side, side to side. Culture beam fire grooves all night long, all night long. Dance floors really hear the song, come along, come along. Feel the bass, hear the drums, let it flow, let it flow. Tempers up, vibe is hot, here we go, here we go. From the south to the west, every beat, every beat. Dr. Kenya, start the sound, feel the heat, feel the heat. On Zimbo South, we gonna dance.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, you're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Today, we have a special episode with Professor David Shumway of the Literature Department at Carnegie Mellon University. He studies film. Thanks for coming on the show, Professor.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so you could tell us a little bit about yourself to get us started.
Well, I've been writing and studying about film since my days in graduate school at Indiana University in the 1970s. I've taught film at Carnegie Mellon since the mid-80s. I was involved in starting the film minor here and then in starting the film major. I've written about film in a number of different contexts, published in Cinema Journal. I have a book about the film director John Sayles. I have books about romance, where I write about romantic comedies and romance films like Casablanca and Gone with the Wind. So I have broad interest in cinema, especially American, but.
So what attracted you to studying cinema in the first place?
Well, when I was in high school, I was interested in the arts, especially in novels, which I regarded as a significant art form, but kind of realized at that point that it seemed as though the most interesting artists working at that moment were not novelists, but filmmakers. That was on the heels of the French New Wave and other important European directors who had really made a big splash here, and the beginning of the American auteur movement with people like Martin Scorsese and others making their first movies.
When would you say that change happened, when sort of the chief artists of a generation became the filmmakers?
Sometime in the 60s. I mean, there were great artists earlier, but they weren't generally recognized as such.
Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you a question you probably get a lot. What's your favorite movie to come out in 2024 so far?
Oh, in 2024.
Or any recent movie.
So what? Maybe my favorite movie in 2024 is Between the Temples, an independent film about a young cantor who is trying to figure out both his wife has recently died, so it's about his emotional difficulties, but also, of course, his relationship with the temple where he sings. It's the kind of movie that I like. It's small. It's about humans and their problems, and it's also funny. So, but you can tell that the title's a pun, Between the Temples being the brain, but also the place where he works.
Yeah, so I guess I'll put that on my Letterboxd watched list. Do you have a Letterboxd?
I don't.
Okay, you've heard of it, though?
Yes.
Yeah. So I recently got one, and that has become my sort of chief place to get movie recommendations. Where would you recommend regular people find good movies to watch, especially ones that might not be getting a lot of TV coverage on commercials, maybe smaller independent movies? Where do you find these?
Well, the New York Times reviews virtually every movie that gets a commercial release in the United States, so that's a good source. Richard Brody of The New Yorker is a really interesting critic. I don't always agree with him. His views are very idiosyncratic, but he will point you in the direction of movies that you might not have paid attention to.
I'm curious about that interaction between film critique and film. Obviously, film affects film critique. Film critics are writing about movies, but has there ever really been some significant trends the other way? Have the work of film critics ever affected the way that people make movies?
Well, yes, in particularly some act very explicitly direct ways. The people who made the films that we make up the French New Wave, almost to the last one of them, began their careers as film critics for a journal in Paris called the Cahiers du Cinéma, which was edited by André Bazin, who is sometimes called the father of serious film criticism. And he nurtured these people who then went on to find ways to raise small amounts of money and make films that change the way we think about cinema, like Godard's Breathless and Truffaut's The 400 Blows. In the United States, Paul Schrader wrote an essay published in 1970 in a small magazine called Notes on Film Noir. Schrader, of course, goes on to write the screenplay for Taxi Driver and then to become a very estimable director himself. But it's interesting that Notes on Film Noir occurs 2 years before Chinatown appears and the beginning of the neo-noir revival. So almost certainly Schrader's essay influenced that trend in filmmaking.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that one of your particular interests is American cinema. What are some of the ways in that American cinema differs from other countries today? What are some things that we might not see out of Hollywood movies that other countries are doing?
Well, American cinema differs today from every other cinema. There is no other cinema in the world that is so focused on superhero movies, on franchises, on sequels, there's no other industry in the world that can support the budgets that Hollywood lavishes on those big production films. So we are an outlier. We're also still the dominant film industry in the world, though China is hot on our heels. But China does not produce anywhere near as many movies as we do, even to this day. They could if they wanted to. They have the largest film audience in the world, but they choose not to. Every other film, national film industry, remains, by American standards, sort of producing movies that look more like films did 30 or 40 years ago, which to me is all to the good. I much prefer those movies.
So on the topic of foreign films, they're getting popular. So Parasite recently won the first Oscar for Best Picture for a foreign movie. And you see a lot of people, especially younger people, consuming more anime and K-dramas from East Asia. There seems to be a trend in the United States to be able to consume more foreign media. What do you think has driven this trend, and do you see it having an impact on our domestic film